You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
New Zealand Fire and Emergency Strike action has continued this month, with the planned strike coinciding with the substantial blaze last Friday at the Peter House in Pakuranga. Volunteer firefighters arrived on the scene in half an hour with a statement from the emergency service saying employed responders would have otherwise been at the scene in 4 minutes. Tamaki has also been hosting the ASB Classic, with the final taking place earlier this week, crowning Ukrainian Elena Svitolina as the winner. I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about these topics as well as his focus areas for Council Mahi in 2026. Kia ora, what are your key focuses for your Mahi and Council for 2026?
Well, 2026 is a huge year for the city because we're scheduled at some point to open the CRL, which will be an absolute game changer for us. And it will have, you know, everyone's going to love this new subway system, I suppose, for Auckland. And it's going to have flow-on effects for the way we use our land in the city and the way we use our transport system. So I can't wait for everyone to experience that. The other thing for me is transport reform, because last year we voted to put some of Auckland Transport's functions back into council and back under democratic control. I'll be kind of part of the leadership on that as essentially a transport czar for the city. So those are a couple of things that we'll be working on in 26, yeah.
And what are your thoughts on what pieces you would like to bring to the table this year for an area that you believe has been underserved in Tamaki in the past?
Oh, well, you're asking a West Aucklander this question, so plenty of things that we've got to do out west. One of the things we'll be looking at opening is the Tifo Pathway. So fantastic new walking and cycling link that will serve the communities of Te Aratu, Glendene, and eventually most suburban West Auckland. So those are a couple of things. You know, also I'll be continuing to work on a new swimming pool for the northwest of Auckland. That's very important, and it's got a catchment of about 200,000 people. So those are a couple of things top of mind, but there's always plenty of stuff to do in the city.
And could you share any comments on the fire and emergency New Zealand strikes and the effects on community, particularly following the blaze at the Peter House in Pakuranga last week?
Yeah, look, first and foremost, you know, offer my sincere condolences to everyone that was impacted by the fire, and these things can spread across friends, whānau, across the entire community. So really my heart goes out to them. And thanks as well to the first responders that have that helped to prevent further damage. You know, very important. They're on the front lines, and we all give them a huge bit of respect and gratitude. You know, as it relates to the strikes and the bigger issue, look, it's important that the union and FEN sort of get their sort of heads together and try and honour both sides' demands there. You know, our first responders need to be appropriately compensated for their tireless work. You know, they're risking their lives, and we've got to help them out as best that we can. So, you know, I just encourage all parties to get together and sort of keep that in mind when we're doing the negotiations.
January has seen the return of the ASB Classic Tennis Tournament to Tamaki. What impacts has this sporting event had on our city?
Oh, the tennis has been an absolute ripper. It's been huge for our city. I'm eagerly awaiting the data that comes in around the kind of economic impact, but I can tell you last year, that brought over 16,000 visitor nights to the city and $3.4 million to the local economy. So it's not just a fantastic event, but it's a very important for our economic development in the city. And how good is it? It's just a fantastic event and some really great skill on show. I checked it out the other day and it was absolutely marvellous.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on the Pakuranga fire at the Peter House last week, the ASB Classic and Council focus for this year.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.